the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, previously, we were discussing the different objectives of supplications. Based on our discussion and analysis of the effects of supplication, we concluded that this source of transmitted supplications we have that is handed down to us through the Ahlul Bayt within their lifetimes, they have handed down this great educating program. And there are different objectives for this educating program. We said that the very first one is the fact that the supplicant has to understand there is one absolute cause, and it is the Almighty Allah, and nothing ever is being done without His consent. So He is the absolute cause, and He is the one doing everything. The second objective, which we finished discussing it in the previous episode, was the fact that the infallible imams are engaged in supplications most of the time so intensely that the normal human beings are wondered. And that is why sometimes this question will be made in their minds, that why is it that some people, some divine men, infallibles, engage in supplications while they are infallibles, while they are divine and they are closest to the God as possible. We provided different answers to that question in the previous episodes. But the very objective that we are about to discuss in this episode is what needs to be explained with an introduction. We all know that Islamic knowledge can be taught in different ways. I mean, Islamic knowledge needs to be taught in different ways based on different pillars and with different explanations. It has to be thought and then taught to the others. It has to be understood by the teachers of Islamic knowledge. Now, the point is that most of the time, teaching Islamic knowledge depends on explaining mental and philosophical issues. So, where do we get these mental and philosophical issues as our sources? Sometimes it is philosophical, so it could be gotten from intellect. Sometimes it is from the Holy Quran. And sometimes these mental and philosophical issues are dealt with in supplications. This is a big issue, and this requires, I assume, several programs to deal with. It is a spring of knowledge. For example, in Arafah supplication, what does Imam Hussein alayhi salam say? He says, "Bika araftuka wa anta dalaltani." Oh God, I have known you by you. And you have guided me to you. وَلَوْلَا أَنْتَ لَمْ أَدْرِ مَا أَنْتَ Without you, I will never know what you are.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Aleem. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, Bika araftuka wa anta dalaltani ilayk, when Imam says, O God, I have known you by you and you have guided me to you, this is the best kind of reasoning used by the sincere ones. This sincere one, this Imam Hussein alayhi salam, has recognized God through God himself. This Imam has used no other form of reasoning in this case. This means that they will not feel qualified enough to realize the Almighty Allah with their own minds. That is why we believe these philosophical issues, these mental issues that sometimes we face in explaining Islamic knowledge and teaching Islamic knowledge, these are dealt with in some of our supplications. And these phrases here, I have known you by you, you have guided me to you, and without you I will never know what you are. This is the best explanation possible for the most complicated philosophical issues one faces in Islamic knowledge. This is because it is absurd to look for the sun during the day by the light of the candle. Imam Hussein alayhi salam has clearly and beautifully led us to this kind of understanding. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key. Unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website, at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me.